This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. President Donald Trump is threatening to shut down the entire U.S.-Mexico border, disrupting a $1.68 billion a day trading relationship. Speaking with reporters at his Florida estate, Mr. Trump said that could be what it takes to control the flow of refugees from Central America looking for U.S. asylum. He also said U.S. troops sent to the southern frontier have been authorized to use lethal force if necessary to protect U.S. Border Patrol agents. Many legal experts say such a role for the military would be unlawful. Meanwhile, nearly 6,000 troops remain deployed on the border, with no word on how long they will be there. There is no confirmation of reports. Some could be returning home in the coming days. President Trump today threw a bit more fuel on his public dispute with U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. In a teleconference with American troops overseas, Mr. Trump said a federal appeals court in California has become, quote, a big thorn in our side. Roberts earlier rebuked the president, saying Trump's comments reflect his misunderstanding of the judiciary's role in the U.S. government. Americans today are celebrating Thanksgiving, but it may not seem that way to thousands of Californians, affected by the worst wildfires in the state's history. The largest blaze, the Camp Fire, has destroyed more than 13,000 homes. The death toll stands at 83, but hundreds of people are still unaccounted for. Heavy rains are expected to make search and recovery efforts difficult because of the danger of flash floods and mudslides. The largest blaze, the Camp Fire, has destroyed more than 13,000 homes. It's said to be 85% contained. President Trump next week meets with Chinese President Xi at the G20 summit in Argentina. That may be why Beijing granted permission for a U.S. Navy battle group to dock in Hong Kong. 2 months ago, such permission was denied because of trade and security tensions. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May says her negotiators have reached an agreement with the European Commission on a draft declaration laying out the terms for London's exit from the European Union, scheduled to occur on March 29th. May said the deal delivers on the will of the British people and that it brings back control of the UK's borders, money and laws, and that it protects the nation's jobs, security and integrity. Leaders of the individual EU states will vote on the accord Sunday. Still ahead for Theresa May, the challenge is getting it through the British Parliament, where there is widespread opposition to her handling of Brexit. A UN envoy was to visit the embattled Red Sea port city of Hodeidah today in Yemen, pushing for an end to the civil war. Michael Griffith says both the Saudi coalition-backed Yemeni government and Houthi rebels appear ready for peace talks to end the four-year conflict.
This is a crucial moment for Yemen. I have received firm assurances from the leadership of the Yemeni parties, the governor of Yemen, of course, first, and then Ansar Allah, that they are committed to attending these consultations.